Ian Rankin versus Peter James. Combining characters from different fictional universes into the same story is something writers often contemplate, usually after one drink too many late in the evening at a conference or convention. The technical difficulties of that endeavor quickly intrude, and the good idea of the night before ends up in a drawer, never to see the light of day. So Peter James and Ian Rankin knew the challenges that lay in arranging a meeting between their two respective heroes. For one thing, Roy Grace and John Rebus are of different generations and backgrounds. They have vastly different ideas about law enforcement. For another, they operate 500 miles apart. Grace in Brighton, a resort city on the south coast of England, Rebus in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. Both countries, while constituents of the United Kingdom, have different legal systems, different rules, and regulations. Night and day to each other, actually. So how, realistically, could these two men meet and do business together? Fans of John Rebus know he's a big music fan, growing up in the early 1960s with The Who as his heroes. One of The Who's best-known albums, Quadrophenia, is set partially in Brighton, at a time when rival gangs, the Mods and the Rockers, would battle on its waterfront. For many people in the United Kingdom, the pitched and brutal wars between the clean-cut, smartly dressed Mods and the long-haired, leather-jacketed Rockers are what Brighton is all about. So here was the germ of an idea. A crime from that era brought to light decades later on a deathbed in Edinburgh. Rebus has to decide if it is worth investigating such ancient history and eventually ask Roy Grace for help. Along the way, both men journey into the other's universe, coming to appreciate the differences and gaining an understanding of how the other views the criminal world. Like I said, it's night and day. There was also room for both of the characters' sidekick-slash-colleague to make an appearance and engage in some gentle sparring, too. The result is a story that adds to the mythology of both Peter's and Ian's series, while staying true to the spirit of all their books.
In the Nick of Time.